My name's Zeke Williams. I'm a fifth-generation farmer from Grand Ridge, Florida. Born and raised on a farm, never drew a paycheck in my life.
We're here in Blountstown today at the listening session. Adam Putnam and the Florida Department of Ag's putting on. You had some red tape comments that kind of hit home to a farmer. Why don't you tell our audience about that?
Well, I've been waiting on a WIP payment from 2017 from Hurricane Irma. We suffered a little bit of loss, qualified for WIP payments. I was the first person in Jackson County to sign up. Still ain't got signed up. Still ain't got my form. I still ain't got my paperwork filled out correctly. Haven't received any payment. Well, we get this hurricane come through here, wipes out my whole entire cotton crop. Just decimated it. Nothing left. They say they're going to give us some disaster legislation, some relief. We come to a meeting down here today, and my point being, we need some relief now. We can't wait till October of 19 to get payment or to get signed up for a payment. I got bank notes due. I got equipment payments due, as do most of the farmers in my area. You got operating loans due, and then bankers ain't going to keep waiting. They don't care. I mean, they do, but they don't. They got to pay. They got to do what they got to do. And crop insurance ain't gonna cut the mustard. And the bureaucracy and the red tape and the FSA offices, the USDA, this paperwork, begatting paperwork, paperwork on top of paperwork, that's got to go. We got to speed this thing up. We got to get some money coming to the producer, to the farmer, to the timberman, to the businessman in this county. It can't go on another year or so before we're saying, well, we can have a sign up in 9 months from today. We can't do that. We need it now.
You know, we got the FSA folks obviously pulling their hair out, very understaffed, talking about some extra people, but we're a couple, 3 weeks out now, and we're waiting.
That's right. And they're, like Mr. Sweeney said here earlier, he was director for Calhoun, Franklin, Gulf, Liberty, and Gaston County. He's covering five counties. If it's true enough, there's not a whole lot of agriculture row cropping in those counties. But now it's a problem because all this timber stuff falls under it, and they're sitting there. He's trying to go over him and one other person. Him and one other person is trying to go over, handle all this paperwork. And you heard in this meeting here all the stuff they're going to have to do. Well, how's he going to handle it? Hell, he can't even handle the paperwork that was coming in last year. They're still shuffling through that paperwork that come through last year.
How are you guys doing at your farm on a personal level? You got electricity back, all that kind of thing, basic service?
Got it back today. 20 and a half days into it, we got it back today.
But at least there's some relief. I appreciate you talking to us.
We've been hauling water to cows and running generators like everybody else ran. And I'm not trying to say I'm any better than anybody else. But as a farming basis, as a farmer myself and my fellow farmers in Jackson County, which is more predominantly row crop than Calhoun. There's a lot of Calhoun, but it's more in Jackson. We hurting, man. We took a direct hit, and that cotton crop's gone. And we live paycheck to paycheck, year to year. I borrow $250,000 beginning every year and hope I can pay it back. I live out of it and pay my bills as I go along. I'm going to be short. I'm going to be short on account of Canada's hurricane, and I hope I got an understanding lender that'll work with me a little bit. And the thing about it is, this thing's widespread. It goes across southwest Georgia. It took out a bunch of cotton in southwest Georgia. And if there's any silver lining to it at all, I hate those fellas lost their crop too, but if I had to lose mine, I'm glad they lost theirs too, because that's going to help us all in the end. Because if it just hit Jackson, Calhoun County, you'd have never got nothing. You'd have got a little nothing. But southwest Georgia is so vast and so many acres of cotton agriculture in that county, till it means something. And Sonny Perdue, being from Georgia, you may get some help. You know, I've made it my own way my whole life, and I ain't never drew a paycheck, and I've busted it out, you know. And it's tough, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be it's going to be a long time over it. Even with assistance, it's going to be a long time over it, because you know how that goes, this government assistance. It'll be, well, we're going to pay you 80% of this and 80% of that, but if you didn't carry it to harvest, you ain't going to get but 65% of that 80%, which is near about nothing.
Good luck with it, buddy.
Yeah,
very much.
Thank you.
Very good stuff.